Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the Chiefs go to that L shape in the backfield. Play action fake. There's a throw caught by Kelce, and he dives to the 1 yard line. Against Yasin, he thought about hurdling him, but he hit the hurdle, and it was Yasin. It's a gain of 17, and the Chiefs have goal to go. Unbalanced left. Caliendo in the line of scrimmage. Pacheco, the running back. First down and goal to go. Sprint out action. Mahomes keeps it. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Keeping the ball on the option. Mahomes with the rushing touchdown. And he scores at 37 seconds to go in the first half.
That's right, baby. Chiefs victorious 30-17. That's now what? Twice they've scored 30 in the last 3 weeks. That's one, two,
should have been three. A third straight game with 30 points.
Third straight time they have held a team to 20 or less. Ben don't break that opening drive. I think we all can agree. We're going, geez, the Mac, I'm sure we're going, are they going to stop them? Are they going to get a ball back? Are
can
they
we stop reacting to the opening drive though? Like, let's make that a blood bond between the three of us. First drive against the defense. Do not watch. Do not pay attention.
Yeah,
do not care. Because we know what happens every time. The team goes right down the field and scores, and we're all pissed off.
See, I don't think
that
was...
they don't score for like two quarters.
And then they don't score the rest of the way.
I don't think that was my initial take. I wasn't really pissed at the defense. I was just more so at like watching that clock absolutely tick away. And here's the funny part about it. The Chiefs won the time of possession yesterday.
Big time. And they took 10 minutes on that first, you know, on that first drive. I was actually rooting for that drive to continue to go. I'm like, the longer they take, the less opportunity they are going to have to possess the football. And that's a high striking offense, right? The Detroit Lions, as we know, arguably the best offense in the NFL, some people would say, right? With all the weapons that they have out there. And I thought by them going slow down the field, they were kind of playing into our hands a little bit. You should have been going out there trying to do quick strikes. And, you know, Dan Campbell said at the beginning of the game, we're going to need to score 30 points to win this thing, okay? He took the ball down the field and took basically the entire first quarter. And they only ended up with 3 points. Now, he didn't script it that way. They planned on getting a touchdown, obviously. But they only ended up with 3 points after that 10-minute drive. How are you going to get the 30? Because, as you know, they only had, what, 8 more possessions the rest of the way after that. Each team had 9 possessions in the game. And they had 8 possessions the rest of the way after taking 10 minutes off the clock and only getting 3. Mathematically almost impossible at that point in time to get the 30 points. They shot themselves in the foot right away. And so once we got that, you know, stop, if you will, and held them to 3 points, I was feeling really good about where this team was going to go. And then after the game, you see, you know, the big victory. And I'm thinking to myself, the rest of the league's on watch now. They're on notice. Nobody's going to want to play this team right now.
And you're on notice because you're listening to 96.5 The Fan, KFNZ, FM and AM, HD1, HD2, Kansas City, here on 96.5 The Fan on a Victory Monday. Look, possession-wise, kind of a tie. Chiefs had it for 30 minutes and 37 seconds, whereas the Lions had it for 29 minutes and 23 seconds. Turnovers, Chiefs win. Mm-hmm. Penalties, Chiefs win. Look, very clean game.
Clean game on both sides, really.
4 for 38 for the Lions. Yeah. The Chiefs punted it once. Nobody threw an interception. The Chiefs had 1 sack. The Lions did have 3. The Chiefs' total yards, 355 to 297. If I'd have told you this stat, would you have believed me? The Chiefs outran the Lions.
Yep.
They outrushed the Lions in this game. I know Mahomes has a little bit of part of that with the 32 yards but, rushing, but he took four off at the very end of the game with two kneel downs.
He did. Somebody was texting me about the over under at halftime. They go, man, Mahomes taking that one knee really crushed a lot of people who had the over at that point in time. Did that negative take like a first half over away from Patrick Mahomes? I don't even know. But the good thing is Patrick wasn't the leading rusher yesterday, right? How about Kareem Hunt yesterday running hard? Isaiah Pacheco running hard yesterday. I love that Kareem Hunt run at the end where he's like calling for Trey Smith to push him forward. Push me forward, get me going. And like those guys ran with juice last night, right? With not a lot of Breshard Smith, obviously, in the game that we saw. And I will say this, watching some college games over the weekend and a little bit of the NFL highlights and whatnot, a lot of teams are doing the wheel route. I need more of that with Breshard Smith. Like that for me would be like that would be awesome just to see more of that. But all guys touched the ball last night. The two running backs I thought were really good last night. They added, no pun intended, that pop that we've been looking for. They were explosive. I thought both Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco looked fresher than I've seen them in a long time last night. Explosiveness out of that running game and explosiveness out of that offense right now. And the explosiveness is there because it's balanced. It was a legit balancing act last night. 30 runs, 30 passes. It was a beautiful game last night.
A wheel route would make Bob go weak in the knees.
It would.
It would. Rashee Rice coming back to this offense makes Mac Morey's, knees really get to shake.
I know that I'm hard.
Look out is Mac's message to the rest of the league, because Rashee Rice comes back. This offense seems to be clicking. That offensive line seems to be gelling. Again, no update yet on Josh Simmons. Of course, once we know, we'll let you know, but you know as much as we know. Mac, are you excited to see Rashee Rice back in the building and against a Oakland Raiders team that you might be able to do some damage to?
Yeah, I think might is an understatement. I would say that you talk about running the football.
Sounds like a trap game.
Some more pops, some more consistency. No, this is going to be.
No, we're done with those.
It's coming.
Well, we had that last week in Jacksonville, who put up 12 the other day.
No, preview of the script. This is going to be a clinic this weekend.
I think so, too.
I think
too.
This is going to be a rout. Yeah. It's 35-0 might not be too far off, Bob.
Yeah, man.
I think the runs, you're talking about the running game.
Like, the runs, you had them yesterday after eating them in press box? I'm sorry.
The running game, thank you. Rashee Rice will be an extension of that. We don't have a lot of guys who can do something at the line of scrimmage and make a man miss and go get seven or more yards. Like Breshard Smith's been that guy, right?
Yeah, you thought the RPO got you hard in this game.
Oh, it did.
Can we
play right now?
Exactly.
I mean, Ralph, get that bus ready, brother.
Like Mahomes.
Oh, yeah, we'll all be there as fans.
We'll all be there, bro. Yes. Okay. I can't wait. Mahomes won't have to do it a lot with his legs as much, I don't think, because
Mac won't see
Rice.
The game he'll be making out in the crowd.
It's a fallacy.
Dusty?
Put her in a Rashee Rice jersey. I don't know if she's, I don't know if she sees the game.
Mahomes is 0-3. The Chiefs are 0-3 when Mahomes is the leading rusher, by the way.
Well.
3-0 when he's not. So there you go.
0-3 in one score games. That wasn't a one score game last night.
That was an absolute destruction last night.
I am with you because I think the NFL this year is wide open. I know there's massive, a lot of records out there that would say, hey, well, this team's 5-1. This team. Look, right now we are seeing injuries absolutely just decimate teams, right? Abuka gets hurt yesterday. He's out. Tampa Bay rallies. We've seen Malik Nabers go out. We've seen running backs in Los Angeles.
San Francisco again yesterday.
Insane. Fred Warner, broken ankle. It's just insane, dude. It's just so sad. Nuts, man.
Sucks.
And you're seeing all these teams starting to pile up injuries, whereas the Kansas City Chiefs are getting healthier. Mm-hmm. And Rashee Rice is, per se, coming off an injury, which I think we have to like maintain a little bit because he hasn't played in a actual real game and over a year now, and he's going to implicate himself into the offense, which I think will be ready because I think that playbook's been there since St. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like where everybody else is weakening, the Chiefs are strengthening. And I think that's the dangerous combination you look for. And now they have a clear slate. They're back to 500. They've got the Raiders this week, and then banger, right? Washington, Buffalo, bye week. So you get Rashee Rice a little bit of taste, and then it's like, all right, rest this week, boys. Week 10, we have the bye week. Now we kick it into gear. And as of right now, everybody's in this game together and on the team healthy. And we move forward to the Raiders this week, which I do think is not only a get right game, but kind of like one of those games where it's like, all right, this is what week one should have looked like. Let's go out there and execute it. Let's get this game over with quickly. Let's put Minshew in the game into the fourth quarter, and let's get our wheels turning for Washington and get this game really rolling.
When was the last time that we saw this Chiefs team this complete? I mean, like, they are healthy. They are ready to go. They've got every piece back. When was the last time we saw a complete Chiefs team? Week one last year? Was that it? I mean,
and even Hollywood Brown wasn't there.
That's exactly right. So no, I mean, we've never seen this team.
And I don't know where Xavier Worthy's at yet. I think they're using him well for what he's available to do.
Yeah.
A lot of non-contact plays, one little jet sweep for six, an out route for a first down, and then that touchdown that looked a lot like corndog,
in my opinion. Yeah.
And then that was it. But I mean, look, Max said it this morning. That's exactly what they need to do with him. If he's not going to be at full strength, use what strength you have of him to kind of decoy the defense. And last night, three big catches for Xavier Worthy.
I thought Worthy was really good in that game last night. And again, nobody has to really stand out and be, I know fantasy owners want to see the 150 yards and all that stuff from a wide receiver. But when you look at the stats and the numbers that the Chiefs put up yesterday and the way they distributed the football, that's better than one guy dominating because you just don't know who to cover. You had eight different people catch a pass last night, nine different people caught a pass the week before. I mean, 17 different people caught passes in 2 weeks for the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, that's insane. And that'll keep defenses up at night. You know, now all of a sudden you're going, okay, we've got to stop Rashi Rice. We got to stop Xavier Worthy. We got two running backs that are pretty damn good right now. The tight end's got his swagger back dancing out there on the field last night. I loved every minute of it. I just love watching Travis get in all the fields and dance after a big catch like that. You've got, three or four different wide receivers, Juju Smith Schuster's putting up numbers this year. Like, how are you going to stop now this Chiefs offense? All of a sudden, if you're a defensive coordinator and you've got the Chiefs on your schedule, you're looking at it and you're going, who do we take out? Who would you take out if you were de-coordinating against this team? Who's the number one guy that you have to take out of the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Offense at this point in time. It is the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, but from a weapon standpoint, if you try to take Travis Kelce out, everybody else is going to beat you. You try to take Rice out, everybody else is going to beat you. This offense right now, the way that it's played the last 10 quarters, now add Rice into the mix, they may never punt again. I mean, what, one time last night? I mean, and they're going for it on fourth down because they ain't got a kicker?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.